Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, KP, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of the world's top social media experts on the planet, and she's my social media expert, I can tell you that. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Here's something a little more somber, a little more down to earth, I guess, but something maybe that Facebook is doing that's a good thing. Tell us about it, Kathy.
Well, they've decided to do their part in helping to prevent suicide. And, you know, they've added new features to make it easier for people who are experiencing suicidal thoughts to find help.
Hmm.
And that's pretty interesting. The statistics are pretty interesting that when you look at how many suicides there are, it says 81% of the people in the U.S. are on Facebook, and there's 41,000 suicide deaths each year.
Mm.
So what they've done
41,000 suicide deaths a year.
Yep. And they've teamed up, or they partnered with Forefront Innovations in Suicide Prevention
mm-hmm.
to offer resources.
You know, that is now more than automobile deaths.
Is it really?
And that's the equivalent of three. I did the math on this one time. I think this is the equivalent of three jumbo jets going down a week.
Really? Wow.
So think about 41,000. Think about that, Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if one single thing, or one if one cause. Was taking down three jumbo jets a week, we'd do something about that, wouldn't we?
Yes, we would. And so, you know, I mean, I have to applaud Facebook for doing this.
Yep, I agree. I give them, let's do that. Absolutely.
As much grief as I give
these platforms for being who they are, and somebody needs to stick their finger in their eye, but good for them for doing this.
Yeah. And they are noticing, and people are noticing, oh, hey, you know, somebody's got a problem here. And so now there is help being offered. So they're providing resources, advice, and support. And they used to try and do it themselves. They've had a suicide prevention strategy in place since 2008, and they've had their own workers on call in, you know, different countries and the U.S., to try and respond to posts that are flagged as disconcerting, but it was very difficult for them to monitor that.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to team up with experts that are in that field and,
right.
you know, offer help, you know.
So how does it, tell us again how it gets to their attention?
Well, a lot of it can be through friends that are noticing it,
right?
And they can step in and report that to the suicide prevention side.
This isn't Facebook getting in our business. This is Facebook being used as a conduit to maybe to connect the professionals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because.
Because otherwise it'd be a little creepy, right?
Yeah. It's something that when you think about Facebook is everybody's talking, but when someone's reaching out,
mm-hmm.
they can say, here's a phone number of someone who can help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really one of the...
I would think that would have to be handled in a very subtle, very deftly,
yes.
wouldn't you, for someone...
Yes. The person that started, or that is the scientist for Forefront, they had created another site called Now Matters Now, because they said it really,
right.
with suicidal thoughts, you only have moments.
Is that the website? Can you give us, do you have the
no,
information?
Actually, It's just really how people are responding on Facebook.
Okay.
So it is a part of the platform, so it isn't a separate.
So if somebody, so they're monitoring this close enough that if somebody says, "I'm worried about my friend," they'll send them something to say, ask them to go here.
Then there's, they're going to be connected.
Wow.
So that they would be able to.
That's very. That's very. It sounds very good, and on some levels, forgive me, but it also sounds a little creepy. I hope it saves some lives. But,
it always is.
But, you know, it's 1984. You know, it's coming and gone, but it apparently still is. Hey, Kathy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KP. We'll be back another day. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. I got to wrap it up for this hour, but I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.